Good Friday morning, everyone. I thank you for joining me this morning. In 1 Timothy 4, and verse 13, Paul instructed Timothy to give attention to public reading of Scripture, and that's just what we've been trying to do this week. So far, we've read the first three chapters of Philippians and discussed them, and this morning I want to finish by reading chapter 4, and discussing the chapter, and then discussing some of the high points of the book. We'll get right into it. Therefore, my beloved and longed-for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be on the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, that you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, but especially those who are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Okay, so as we wrap up this last chapter, first we were reminded that this is a letter, and Paul does take this time to send messages to some specific people in the church. Also, as he is wrapping up, he again emphasizes that Christians can and should rejoice in the Lord always. He assures us that as Christians, we can take whatever hardships or heartaches we are facing to the Lord in prayer, and by doing so, we can have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Next, we have one of the most well-known passages in the book, where Paul tells the Philippians to spend their time thinking about good, righteous, and upright things. You remember from yesterday that in the previous chapter, Paul warned the Philippians to avoid those who set their mind on earthly things. This passage is in direct contrast to that. The Christian is to set their mind on righteous, spiritually nourishing things, because as Paul already said, we are citizens of a heavenly kingdom. Paul then closes the letter by thanking the Philippian church for their generosity in sending aid to him while he was in prison. He tells them that though through Christ he was able to endure hardship, the care and concern from his brethren was deeply appreciated. And we can learn a lesson here from the Philippians in the good that can come from helping a brother or sister who is in need. Sometimes what may seem like a small action for us can greatly encourage a fellow Christian who is struggling in some way. This concludes the book of Philippians, and I hope that it's been good and helpful for you as we've read through it this week. I know it certainly has benefited me. As we go out into our day today, let's remember how much Christ has done for each one of us, and that we have every reason to be joyful, regardless of what happens around us. Let's keep our minds focused on heaven and strive to be lights to those we're around each day. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening this week.